The concept of the modern day, both halachic and hashkafic views on giving rebuke to your fellow Jews. And it comes up all over the place on a daily level. To understand, as the pasuk says, Hochiach, tochiach et amitecha, v'lo tisa l'avcheit. You see the first source in front of you. It says, lo tisna et achicha b'vavecha, Hochiach, tochiach et amitecha, v'lo tisa l'avcheit. And loti kom loti torah b'nei mecha ba'avta l'rech kamocha ni Hashem. And the question is, what is the nature of the mitzvah of rebuke? If I see somebody sinning, I have a friend, I have a parent, do I always have to give a rebuke? Is it just straight out of mitzvah that I say in all times that I have to be hocheach tocheach tamitecha? Does it matter if the chet that they're doing is a d'oraisa or a d'rabbanan? Does it matter who I am? If I'm a rabbi, if I'm a camp counselor, does it matter who they are and how many people they are? How frequent is the sin? There's a lot of different variations that I'd like to talk about, which come up in modern day. As I had said, I remember just as one example, I remember being the rabbi of a camp, and I was a rabbi of a camp for 2 years. And one of the first things I did is I saw a kid. Very nice young bloke, young lad, and he was clearly not wearing tzitzis. So we don't pass on like the Balamor. We hold like Rav Moshe, who says the minog is we say that you have to wear tzitzis. And so it's the first thing to say, hi, shalom aleichem. You know, my name is Rabbi Cutler, and where is your tzitzis? Hocheach tochiach tamitecha. So is that what the halacha is? Is that what I should have done? Meaning, does it matter if I'm a rabbi? Does it matter who you are? That's just one example of many, many, as we will see, what the nature of this mitzvah is. And I'll start it off with seemingly a stir and gemarot. The stir and gemarot is the next two sources in front of you. Seemingly a stir and the gemarot. Because on one level, the Gemara in Yevamos and Samach Hamad Beis in the second source, I'm on page one, I asked you to number the pages, so it'll be easier. Because I'm going to give you three different answers to this possible stira, which hopefully is going to give us a framework for me to know how to deal with just a regular day questions to come up, and do I give rebuke, when, what does it depend on? Within that, I think the crux is this stira, seemingly stira. The second source in front of you says that Rav Ila Bishum Rav Elazar Rav Shimon says something very shocking. Kishem shemitzvah adam lomar davar nishma. Just like you have a mitzvah to say something that is going to be heard, kach mitzvah adam shelo lomar davar she'eno nishma. He says that like you have a mitzvah to say something that's actually going to be heard, you also have a mitzvah not to say something when you know that person's not going to listen to you. That might be a question. If it's a peer relationship, okay, that we're going to try to assess. Now, there's a Rabbi Abu who says it is a chovah, but okay. Then we have a Gemara in Erech and Adav Tet Zayin that seems to contradict this. The Gemara in Erech, there are three opinions between Rav Yochanan and, if I'm not mistaken, Shmuel, that says, Ad Heichan Tochacha. The Gemara says, how far do you have to go? Hocheach, tocheach et amitecha. How far do you have to go in this mitzvah? Rav says, you have to go as far, ad haka, until the guy is going to hit you. Ushmuel says, until the guy will curse you, because you rebuke them. And Rav Yochanan says, ad nizifa. He will, again, rebuke you. Again, the difference is hitting, klala. The bottom line is, that which is it? Because the Gemara in Yevamos had said, if the guy is not going to listen to you, what do you have to do? Don't talk. Here we have three-way machlokas. If I'm not mistaken, the Rambam Paskas like Rav Yochanan, that says that you have to do it until the guy actually hits you, curses you, rebukes you. So which is it? And is it really a machloket? And as I had said, how do I know whether the guy is going to listen to me or not? Let's say three different examples which we're going to say to try to answer it. If I know for sure he's not going to listen to me, if I know for sure he's going to listen to me, and what's the middle one? I'm not sure, Suffolk. Okay? These are all circumstances that we come up in daily life. Everyone with me in the contradiction between the two Gemaras? How do you answer up this contradiction? So, there are going to be three different ways to answer contradiction, which is going to have major both halachic and hashkafic, hashkafic and halachic ramifications. The first one, which I will show, if you turn, please, to page 2. Now, page 2 for me is that you turn the page. Okay? The Shita Mekubetzes in Bab Metzia and Daf Lamed Al Manal. First, I want to tell you where I got a lot of my sources from also, just so you should know. Two major Mekoros. It's very important to bring me Shem Omro. Number one is there's a tremendous article by Rav Amital Zatzal called In Rebuking a Fellow Jew, called Theory and Practice. Very, very good article to read. And number two is Rav Yonason Sacks, Shalita, who I heard many, many shiurim on this. And I'll add many more personal anecdotes and other things that I've seen, hopefully to try to put it all together. So the Shita Mekubetzes quotes Rav Moshe HaKohen in the Gemara Bava Metzia and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. And he quotes this contradiction, it's highlighted for you, where he says, V'tzarech iyun. He says, since it's a mitzvah of a chov al adam, it's the last three lines. It's the second source on the page. It depends how you count the sources. But the Shita Mekubetzes is quoting Rav Moshe HaKohen. He says that on one level, the Gemara Yevamah says, mitzvah of a chov al adam, shlolo mar davar sheino nishma. So, Hainami, what's going on? Since the guy is cursing you out or rebuking you, mucha milsa, the assumption of what I said, presumably it's a contradiction, is what? Because he's not being mekabel tochacha. Miu behide erchen, muchach, shiyacha amochiach, the Gemara in Erchen says that you could give the tochacha until the guy's going to hurt you and curse you. What's going on? Explains Rav Moshe HaKohen a deep psychological insight, something to think about. It's something I think about, as in this case, as a Rebbe. And it's I address some of the questions where some people, and I'll end with this also, some people are like, I want more Musser. I want, some people are like, yeah, I want more Musser. Some people are like, no, I'm happy with the amount of Musser. You know, you have different strokes for different folks. But some people want more Musser. Some people want to be lit up. Now, that quandary comes in this Rav Moshe HaKohen. The assumption of the question that it's a contradiction is what? That if the guy's not going to listen to me, the Gemara in Yevamos, then I should keep my mouth shut. The other side of the coin is what? I have a mitzvah until the guy is like hurt. The guy wants to hit me. The guy wants to curse me. So it doesn't work out. Rav Moshe HaKohen says it's not a contradiction. How is it not a contradiction? Help me out. Not only different people, but what? Right, not only when he wants it, but there are times that when you say over, the assumption where a guy is not going to listen is not necessarily a contradiction with what? When you hit a chord. There are times when you say something that it hurts. I mean, there are times during the year that people didn't want to hear the rebuke because they didn't want to get hurt. They didn't want to have that chord. They weren't ready to hear it. But there are other times, what? When it's not a contradiction. Where even in theory, you don't want to hear it, but the point is you also do want to hear it. Where it's not a contradiction. Why is it not a contradiction? Because by saying it over, the person actually feels good about it. Why? Because he feels cared for. He feels that he's being talked to. And therefore, even if it hurts to the point that you want to curse the guy, what happens? A day later, 5 days later, whatever it is, you're like happy that tochacha came. Which means that at the beginning, you didn't want to hear it. And therefore, in theory, we would have thought, okay, mitzvah lo lishma, the mitzvah lo lochiach. But says Rav Moshe HaKohen, no, lo kasha adadi, devadai is lo lochicho b'hachi, afal gav, di'idoch nasvig mekarlo, kaven dechazaka di'ikabel tochach adayin. Just because the guy gets really upset at you, doesn't necessarily mean that what? That he's not going to hear it. Okay, it's a switch. It's a switch. We thought it's a contradiction. Explains Rav Moshe HaKohen a very deep insight, and it's something to think about. When you're giving rebuke to somebody, where it might hurt them, and there are times in my position, okay, where I've had to do that. Rabbi Targum gets angry at me that I say that my philosophy in education is called Safra V'Saifa. You know what Safra V'Saifa means? Literally means the no, not burn. please help me out here. Being taped here. I'm not that type of sadistic teacher. Safra v'saifa means, Safra means the safer, the book. What's saifa mean?
Sword.
The sword. And it's used in the tzava, that type of idea. When we have friends, tomorrow night there's a hashba'ah at the Kotel. And somebody get, what do they get? They get their Tanakh. What do they get? They get their neshek. Safra v'saifa. On a philosophical level, I say safra is I want people to be people of the safer. to be able to be a Talmud Chacham. But Saifa means that I want to get into people's kishkas, to be able to help them understand, and sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it hurts to be able to look at a person's warts, a person has difficulties. So you have to know. You have to know who you're dealing with. So again, that's one psychological insight, that it's not a contradiction. That's one way to say it, that it's actually not a contradiction. That there are times, and if you are of a person to do that, and therefore again, it's a contradiction, where in the yeshiva here, sometimes there are people who want that tochacha, and some people, they're not ready for it. Okay, so I think elu velo devar Elokim Chaim. A second interpretation could very well be, and this is brought down by the Avni Nezer, it's brought down by others, which is what? And here we start getting even more halach l'maisa, is, depends who am I talking, the Gemaras might be saying it's two different cases. It might be, if a person is shogeg, or if the person is mazik. Now the question is, which way does it go? Okay? Now, why? Because we have to figure out, there's a very important rule for the people that have done through Chafetz Chaim this year. You've seen it. The Chafetz Chaim brings it down. It's a Gemara in Beitza. Gemara in Beitza at the end of the first page, turning on to page 2, so I'm really turning on to page 2, talks about a halachic principle. Anybody heard this halachic principle before? Mutav shiyu shogigin, v'altiyu mezidin. Ever heard this kind of halachic principle? It says that it's better to be shogig, and don't, if the guy is shogig, ignorance is bliss. V'altiyu mezidin. Okay, so maybe one could have said, look, if the guy is shogig, I shouldn't rebuke him, because if he's shogig, and now that I'm going to rebuke him, I'm turning him to be mazid. So what is the scope and the realm of how much we apply that halacha? So the Gemara itself says that. Maybe that's only true, the continuation of that Gemara in Beitza. So maybe that's only true by mitzvot midrabanan. Hani mili, maybe midrabanan. Aval b'doraisala. Maybe the Gemara says, but if it's mitzvot midrabanan, maybe we apply that principle. But if it's doraisas, we wouldn't apply that principle. The Gemara says, v'lo. You know why? Lo shna doraisa, lo shna b'derabanan. Doesn't matter doraisa derabanan. And its proof is this Gemara that says, and it's also brought down the halacha and siman tav reish chet, which we will see. The idea of tosefet yom kippurim, where women at that point, that's what the Gemara, the women didn't know about the concept of mitzvah of tosefet yom kippurim. Do you have to tell them or not? And the Gemara says, the ha tosefet yom kippurim doraisa. So the Gemara says, we apply the principle of mutav shiyu shogin v'al yumezidim bein derabanan, bein daraisa. Tosefet yom kippurim is daraisa. This is not a trick question. Emet or sheker? Tosefet yom kippurim is daraisa? The answer is emet. Most Rishonim say that. Right? Meaning it's a little tricky. Why is it tricky? Where do we know that Tosefet Yom HaKippurim is Doraisa? What's the Pasuk? Yeah, say it. Be'erev Arev Tishbetu Shabbatachem V'initem, right? The idea of either the Gemara Brachos on Daf Ches or Yoma Daf Pei Aleph, two different sugyas, same idea, that says Tosefet Yom HaKippurim is Doraisa. Now, in parentheses, there's Homachlokas Tosefet Shabbos, whether that's Doraisa or not, Rambam. Look it up, not for now. But Tosefet Yom HaKippurim, the reason I say it's tricky, because some will say, since it's not so clear, there is a Rishon to say, it's not really Doraisa, it's an Asmachta, it's really Midrabanan. But most people hold that it's Doraisa. Now, the reason I stop here is because on this might be the realm. Hold on, it's Shogig, and we're talking about Doraisa, so maybe I know. If it's Shogig, and it's Doraita, then I should say what? Mutav shiyu shogim al tiyu mezidim. By all doraitas. Maybe that's what the Gemara was talking about by Yevamos. Versus what? Versus the Gemara in Erechen, where if it's mezid, I gotta continue doing it, whether the guy's gonna hit me or not. Now, one second. Because that may not be still not so clear. If you look, and if you I'll skip, literally it's brought down in the Ramah. That says, the Ramah brings down from the Baal Iter. Okay, it's page 7 on the back. It's brought down in this Tosefet Yom HaKippurim that they say, you're right. It is, it's Siman Tav Reish Ches Sif Bet. The Ramah quotes from the Ran and Beitza and it's a Bala Iter also that says, V'davka, it's not all Isurei Doraita. But what did I just say? It's Tosefet Yom HaKippurim. That's what? It's She'eno Mefurush batorah. Afa pi shehu doraita. It's not all doraitas. Hold on one second. But it's specifically like Tosefet Yom HaKippurim. That's what? Not explicit. But if it's a doraisa that's explicit, then you have to be mochin biyado, and that's brought down in the Chafetz Chaim about Lashon Hara also. So hold on one second. Okay? So we're at the point to say that we don't hold so fast mutav shiyu shogim v'atim mezidim by doraisas, because if it's actually explicit in the Torah, then you can't just say you have to be b'shogig, you have to actually be protest. So to understand the second piece, we're now going to go to Avni Nezer. The Avni Nezer, the Sachet Shaver, brought down here in page 3, okay, brings down this distinction, page 3, in Siman Tov Samach Aleph, and he brings down this concept of Mutav Shiyu Shogim Yaltu Mezidim, and this is what he says. It's in Ot Dalet of Siman Tov Samach Aleph, Siv Dalet, and he says as follows. He says that distinction is the right distinction. Let's read it inside. He says that the Gemara in Beitza that we just said says Mutav Shiyu Shogim Alatu Mezidim, and he quotes the Yoreim. Very important to remember. This is the Yoreim, Rav Elazar Mimitz, that says even by Mezid, what do you have to do? I'm in the third line. Mikol Makom Kevan Sheavar BeMezid Ika Asei Dochiach VeTochiach Amitecha. Explains the Sachet Shaver, explaining the Yoreim, that the Gemara in Erechin is referring to Mezid. And if it's Mezid, I don't care if the guy's not going to listen at all. You have a mitzvah of Tochacha to give him rebuke. The Davka B'Shogeg explains the Avni Nezer. The Davka B'Shogeg, he says, by shogeg, you do not have this mitzvah of hocheach tochiach. And he quotes both the Magen Avraham and also the Shulchan Aruch Rav, who says there is no asei. There's only a din of kol Yisrael arevim zebazeb, that I have to care for him to do mitzvot. The kevon, listen to his assumption at this point, sheborulo, that this guy's not going to listen to me. Therefore, there is no arevus in this case. And therefore, it is asur to give tochacha, which might give over, which will include the onesh. But in the case of mezid, that's the Gemara in Erchin, where you have hocheach, tochiach, doesn't matter if the guy's going to listen to you or not, that is bechol inyan, even for sure if the guy's not going to listen to you. Now, listen to his point over here. So again, just to hear his clarification, the Gemara in Yevamos, when it says that you do not have the mitzvah of tochacha, that's talking about what? Shogeg. Versus what? The Gemara in Erechin, that's talking about mezid. And then he adds a line. His line is, v'chein mistaber, shelo nichtav tama mitzvah b'torah, b'shvil shiyashuv midarko. This is where it comes. And it comes back to many, many ideas, where we're talking about, what he says is, there's no darshin on taima dekra. He says that, even though the guy is mezid, I don't care that he's not going to listen to me. The bottom line is, I have a mitzvah, hocheach tochiach et amitecha. And it's, the reason is not written explicitly in the pasuk. Okay, so the truth is, that first of all is machlokas, Gemara, it's here in the sources. I don't want to get too technical because I want to continue with the basar of the shir. So machlokas, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, many of you have probably seen that sugya about darshin and time of the krah deals with the collateral of a beged almana, and there's many, many other sugyas, including for the melech and what he's doing. But over here, the question is how you read the pasuk. If you go back to the first page where it said hocheach tochiach et amitecha velo tisa alav chet, the question is how do you understand the end of that pasuk? Hocheach tochiach et amitecha, you shall surely rebuke amitecha. We'll get to both the double language and amitecha. What does it mean velo tisa alav chet? And you should not bear the iniquity, bear the sin, right? What is the role of Loti Salav Chet? So here you have a machloket Rishonim. How the Avni Nezer learns it, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, what does Loti Salav Chet mean? It's not giving me the rationale of why you should what? Why should you be rebuking your friends? But rather, it's telling me how you do it. What does Rashi say? Most of us know one of these famous Rashis that says what? That once you rebuke a friend, make sure when you're rebuking, what should you not do? Do not embarrass him. It's the manner, it's the tnai, how you actually rebuke the friend. Once you rebuke a friend, make sure you do not do it, what? In a way that you're going to be malbut pnei chaver barav. But there, that's what the Avinu Nedar is working with. And he's saying, since there's no rationale written in the pasuk of that, that's when you would be, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd be darshin on time of the crow. If it's actually written in the pasuk, here it's not written in the pasuk. Therefore, I don't care that you might think that the rationale is the hocheach tochicha meitecha, in order that he should what? In order that he should improve his ways. He's mazed, I don't care. I have to do it. I have to rebuke the guy. However, as I had said, the Ramban and others look at velotis alav chet and they say that no, it's a rationale. You must rebuke. For example, the Ramban says it's part of the idea of why. Because if you don't, then you're going to hate the guy. That's one example. Hocheach tochicha tamitecha. It's connected because what's going to happen? Velotis na alav chet, meaning your velotis alav chet. It comes and modifies velotis na tachicha bavavecha. So it could very well be that there is a rationale in. So this answer might not fully hold true also. But, as I had said, there is that idea of possibly there's a difference between shogeg and mezid. Not only is there a difference, there is a machloket rishonim, as I had said, the Sefer Yoreim says, even if the guy is not going to hear it, I still have to rebuke him. Why is that? So either you can go like the Avinu Nedar and say, we don't darshin on time of the crop. Or, what else could you say? You ever heard of the concept of Shabbos rocks? You ever heard of the concept of Shabbos? And then they're very frum and they take the Shabbos from before Shabbos, so it's not Muksa. They're Miyachid the Shabbos. I was once at a person who said, I made the Shabbos rocks, I made sure it's not Muksa. And me as a very, everyone considers themselves a centrist Jew. So, I consider myself a centrist, and I think of myself as normal, and I always never understood, what are they thinking? Now, I'm not rationalizing throwing rocks on Shabbos. Please don't take my words at, don't distort what I'm saying. But one rationale, not legitimizing what they're doing, is what? What happens that according to the Urim, it's brought down in the Smog also, that hocheach tochiach et amitecha. And this is what the Gemara in Erchin says you have to do ad haka, even if they're not going to listen to you. What's the rationale for that? The rationale would be, it's part of the chakira, but is that it's a ben adam l'makom mitzvah. And ben adam l'makom, it's maybe not for him. He's not going to listen. But what? You become desensitized. Chilul Shabbos. Now again, I'm not advocating it. I'm not advocating this. But that's one rationale behind that you might think hocheach tocheach tamitecha is in order for what? In order for the other person. Ready, if you're not darshin in time of the krav, maybe again it's for you. It's a ben adam l'makom that you shouldn't be desensitized. Many of us are the opposite. We're so used to being around Chilul Shabbos that all of a sudden we go to Bnei Brak and it's a ghost town, and all of a sudden there's nobody driving over there. You're like, well, what's going on here? I mean, I'm going from one extreme to the other. Okay? So that's maybe, again, a certain rationale of why by Mezid I would have Hochiach, Tochiach, Tamitecha, even if the guy is not going to listen to me. However, there's a third answer. There's a very, very, very important third answer we're going to get as we move on. We're getting more and more practical, I hope. If you go, there's both a Ran and a Ritva in Maseches Beitza that explains, well, the Ran's in Yevamos, and that explains that there's another distinction. Because it's on page 5, if you have it. It's the Ritva in Yevamos that says, because they don't like this distinction between Gemaras. Right, the second answer wanted to say that one Gemara is Shogig, one Gemara is Mezid, and you have to deal with the whole Darshina time of the Kra. It depends. The Avinu Nedar says it's based on that since it's not Darshina time of the Kra, you could say that the Gemara in Erchin is Mezid. Works out well. Okay, but many Rishonim say that that's not true. That's not the Pshat in the Gemara. Therefore, they have to come with a different distinction. It's not Mezid and Shogig, but rather it's Yachid versus Rabbi. This is a very, very important distinction. Which is the Gemara, both the Ritva and the Ran, both say, and I have it here in Yevamos and Daf Samachei Amud Beis, when he says that the Gemara is talking about kach mitzvah, just like it's a mitzvah to say over things that are to be heard, so too it's a mitzvah not to say things that are not going to be heard. Perush l'rabim, aval l'chaveru ad haka. Very, very fascinating. What's this third distinction about rebuke? Is if I'm talking to many people at a time. then that's what the Gemara in Yevamos is saying. Keep your mouth shut. Versus the Gemara in Erechin is talking about one-on-one. What's the rationale? Anybody help me with the rationale here? What do you think the distinction is? What's the distinction where the Gemara in Erechin, when it says that you have to give tochacha even if the guy will hit you or curse you, there what? There you have a mitzvah of tochacha one-on-one. Versus verabim, then it's better to keep your mouth shut. It's a very, very clear distinction.
You come in alive one way.
The what?
You come in alive one way.
That's good. That could be good. There's a certain danger. What about the danger? What about that? You're onto something.
Having the rabbim wanting to hit you is a lot worse than just having one person hit you.
Okay. That let's go deeper. Deeper. You're almost there. Without the cynicism, you're almost there. Your mom is there. Your mom is there. If you just put away the cynicism, your mom is on the muckle. Easy. Yeah, what are you going to say, Anis? Help me out.
You're not going to make an effect on a group of people who think the same way.
Oh, that's what you meant to say, but you were just saying in a physical alimut way. What Anis is saying is 100% correct. And if you look at the Torah to me in the next source, that's exactly the idea. The what Anis says is what the Ron says is, why is it biyachid? But with Tzibur, it's an assessment of how effective are you going to be? Okay, there's a more likelihood that by Tzibur, we say it's a song, it's an Avraham Fried song, it's Ishet Re'eyu Yazor, it's actually talking about Avodah Zarah. But there's a concept of each person will be mechazik each other, and therefore you're not going to be as effective. And therefore it's better to keep your mouth shut. As opposed to our Yachid, there's a possibility that he might strike you, but there's much more of a way to, on a one-on-one way, to be able to have the rebuke. And I think that, again, will help us in our hashkafic and our halachic way to look at things. What we've said so far. We've said three different realms so far. Okay, two of them we already brought down even halach l'maisa. Number one is Rav Moshe Cohen, where we talked about the Shana Aleph experience here in HaKotel, of when it could be good, even if you're going to hurt the person, to know how to properly give rebuke. I'll go back to that even more. Number two, there's a difference between Shogeg and Mazid. Okay? And we'll come back to that second source. That second distinction, we'll come back to it towards the end of this year. The third idea is Yachid versus Rabbi. To know that you have to know that what type of effect, to be able to assess what type of effect you're going to have. And even if there's a chance that, and according to these Rishonim, that if it's talking about in the public, there's a good chance that that's what the Gemara and Yevamos is saying, is keep your mouth shut, because you have a much less of an effect than the one-on-one. However, there are some more, I'm going to come back to some of those distinctions, but I want to continue moving on. There's another distinction, and I mentioned at the beginning of this year. Beginning of this year is when you're in certain achra'i roles, like a rabbi of a shul, like a madrich in a camp, like any type of public position. And you have to figure out, as I started off my example, as I was a rabbi in camp and I met this kid, and the first thing I'm going to tell him is, what's wrong with you? Right? It's not going to be as effective. Am I allowed to do that? Am I allowed to what's called halamat ayin? Halachically, it's hochech, tochech, tamitecha. Am I allowed for a long-term goal to be able to say, you know what, I see this person is doing wrong, but I am going to turn away, turn a blind eye, in order for the long-term process? What do you think the answer is going to be? The answer is yes, and it's based on the Rashba. The Rashba, if you look on page 6, it's the Rashba in Chilek Hei, Siman Reish Lamed Chet. The Rashba talks about that after bringing up the whole concept of Gadol Avera Lishma, Mi Mitzvah Shelo Lishma, he ends up talking about, and he says, Hinei Zot Shmana, Vata Dalcha Od, Ki I Efshar Linhog, Bechol Anashim B'mida Achat. There's no one size fits all when it comes to chinuch, and he's specifically talking about tochacha also, and he talks about David, where he was malim ayin from Yoav and Shimi, even though they're bnei maves. Va'atana she'amar ki ayom yadati shani melech al Yisrael, ki lekol zman mizuman ve'alat ayin, zen li'itim mitzvah, to be able to sometimes turn the eyes of mitzvah, va'kol lefi Sorech Hasha'a, says the Rashba. And if I skip a couple lines down also, he says, V'alamat ayim b'davar zeh ad asher yichazku zra'ot ha'amdim ha'pkudim mitzvah rabba. If I have this idea, and Rav Amital brought a story in the article from Rav Yisrael Salanter to buttress this point. Rav Yisrael Salanter came and he said that Rav Dov Katz relates that Rav Yisrael Salanter arrived in a port city in Germany. He discovered that those Jewish merchants who had a business at the port would load and unload their goods on Shabbos as any other day. when Rav Salanta arrived in the shul where those merchants davened, he asked if he can give a sermon on about Shabbos. However, after discovering that there were Lithuanian visitors present, he refrained from doing so. On the next Shabbos, after he had determined there were no such guests, he delivered an inspiring sermon on the importance of Shabbos, which was perfectly suited to his audience. He concluded that sermon by saying that while loading and unloading at the port is necessary, writing is not. And the merchants accepted his suggestion and refrained from writing on Shabbat. After a couple other Shabbatot, Rav Yisrael Salanter offered another sermon in that same shul and told his audience that removing one's goods at the dock is essential, but surely loading is not, and the merchants accepted this as well. A while later, he again delivered the sermon and spoke of the prohibition of unloading also. And thus the Jews were slowly brought to observe Shabbos properly. The novelty, the Chiddush, it allows for much more than simply looking the other way. Rav Yisrael Salanter explicitly permitted behavior which is prohibited by law in order to attract his audience to observe Shabbat completely. This comes where a lot of people might be involved in TJJ and different types of programs where we have this idea, chinuch, where you have to know how to be halamatayin. Now again, just to be careful, because I can read and look at that story and look at it very cynically and be able to say, oh, it's called toxic love. Really, I have all agenda. I only love Jews because I want them, and people will read right through you. I'm really just going to say this type of idea, but next week I'm going to get you again. I don't think that was Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. I think it was Emes, and that's what follows from Rav Kook of Ehov Es Abrios and Makarv LaTorah. They have to love people. And then, if the Kiyuv of the Torah hopefully comes. Just to continue moving on with the practical piece here, where we now have seen that as a mechanech, as a leader, you have to be able to know how to, at times, lahalamat ayin. There are other, I guess, circumstances, again, to try to conclude with also, which means that, number one, that you have to, again, to assess, going back to the shogeg and mezid. On one level, the Vilna Gaon that's brought down by the Bir Halacha, it says, Hocheach tocheach et amitecha. What does it mean, amitecha? The Gemara says, amitecha is that's which is with you in mitzvah. And there are two ways to understand that. The Vilna Gaon that's brought down in the Bir Halacha, it's probably on page 8 that or 9, it says straight out, I'm just going to say for you outside now, he says that it's got to be somebody who's with you in mitzvah. But if a person is a Rasha, then you have no mitzvah of tochach. Okay, so that would be, so that's part of the question of how do you define a Rasha? Okay, if it's one time, it's a one-time akrai, maybe you can give tochach. If it's a person who's not going to be listening all the time, so maybe, according to the Vilna Gaon, you have no mitzvah of hocheach tochach amitecha, because it's amitecha. Rav Sacks also said amitecha, back to what we had said, is that you have a relationship with the person. It all comes back to bring it together within Ashkafa. If you have a relationship with the person and you think that you might actually be effective, then you might have a mitzvah of Hocheach Tocheach Tamitecha. There's a very well-known Chazon Ish, back to the Shogeg and Mezid, that's brought down by Rav Avadya Yosef Lahalacha, that says what? That says nowadays, people are Tinokot Chinishba, that a lot of people don't know. Therefore, even if they're doing things left and right, they're not Mezid. And therefore, again, the question, I think the idea would come on a halakha l'maisa level is, okay, it depends who you are as I started off the shir. I started off the shir saying, I asked, what's the nature of the mitzvah of rebuke? So again, is the nature of the mitzvah of rebuke to help that other person? Is it for you to protect kvod shamayim? So that we see is a major nafkamina. If I see someone sinning, do I always have to give rebuke? I think the answer is pashut, no. Question is, are you going to be effective? And within that effective, is there a difference between Doraisa and the Rabbanon? We see probably not. Okay? And it just may matter, number one, who you are. If you're in a position of authority, if you're a rabbi, if you're a camp counselor. And it matters who they are. Are you a yachid? Are you a rabbin? Are they going to, do you think, do you assess they're going to listen to you? Could very well be. If you know for sure they're not going to listen to you, then what the Gemara in Yavama says is that you should keep your mouth shut. If you think there's a possibility, suffik, the Minchas Chinuch says, if it's a suffik, then you should do it. But yeah, again, you have to watch how you talk. He might even say it's lo tamod adam reyecha. So you have to watch how you talk, but think about it. I once had people in my house for Shalosh Shodas, and I remember towards the end of Shabbos, I think they were eating before, something like that. And I didn't know whether I should, I mean, they were kind of friends of mine. And I didn't know whether I should tell them, you know, the halacha is that you shouldn't be eating at that point. Should I do that or not? So I was really debating, because I had a relationship with them, but, you know, I wasn't their rabbi, whatever it is. So I remember walking them out and escorting them to the car and saying to them, you know, I hope this is okay, and doing it in a way that I didn't think I was being condescending at all, but just to let them know, I think that this might be the halacha, you should check it out. So there's a certain surah in how to say it. And I want to end off with two nafkaminas, two or even just two thoughts, hashkafically, based on what we just said. The Gemara in Yevamos again said, Kishem shemitzvah lomar, hadavar nishma, kach mitzvah lomar, davar she'eno nishma. There's a mitzvah to know when to talk, when not to talk. And you have to use Chochmat HaChaim here. And I think as much as the Yireim and the Smag says that once it's mazid, there is a Shita Rishonim that say you should still say it. I think most of the times we're going to say if you're not going to be effective, you probably shouldn't say it. Not only should you not say it, it might be it's Asr to say. It might be it's Asr to say on two levels. Number one, what Rav Yehuda Chassid says is that if you say it and now you're going to make them even worse, so you're going to be overlifting either. Right? There's a famous of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zechronot Tzadok Lebracha, in Siman Lamed Hei Mecha Shlomo, that talks about, it's brought down in the sources also here, that you, within the din of lifting Iver, that you have a guy who you know for sure is not going to make a bracha. And what happens? What happens? Am I allowed to give him food? So it's a din of the Shulchan Aruch. Seemingly, you're not allowed to. So what are you supposed to do? It's going to be a Chal Hashem. This guy is a Tomech and gives millions of dollars to your Mossad, to your institution. What are you supposed to do? So he has a Chiddush to say that, again, by not giving him and forcing the Hashem, it's actually a Simas Mechshol. By doing that, because now he's gonna stop giving money to Torah and hate Torah. So by giving him the food, you're actually by making him make a bracha, it's actually you would actually be over giving him a simas mechshol, and therefore it's not lifnei iver. Same idea when it comes to tochacha. You have to be able to really use all the kalim which I just gave you now of understanding the difference where at times it's good for a person to hear it. You have to assess that. You have to know yachid rabin. You have to know who you are. You have to know is there even if it's a suffix. So then you have to know, do you have a relationship with the person or not? And to end off, what Rav Kook says in his sefer called Midos HaAdam, in Tochacha, back to what I had said, back to Rav Moshe Cohen, back to what I had said at the beginning, which is a lot of people want to come out fire, and say, I learned in yeshiva and I want to give Tochacha. And Rav Kook has such a unique piece about the mitzvah of Tochacha. I learned it with a couple of you already this week, that says, the Rav Kook says that you think you're coming to Maglei Tzedek to represent the Ribono Shel Olam, to give the guy Tochacha. Because this guy's got a chisaron, this guy's cynical, this guy is whatever he is. Okay? But he says, you don't know. You don't know if that person's cynicism or that person's chisaron is actually covering up a bigger chisaron. That's really good for him right now. Meaning, you have to make sure that when you're giving a rebuke, that maybe the right, it's coming out of your Yetzirah. Ooh, I think I'm doing L'shem Shemaim. How many times do we use the word Toelet? Okay, oh, it's for Toelus. The Lashon Hara is Toelus. Yeah, that's a magical Matir word. Right? Same thing with rebuke. You can't come from a very firmer than God type of idea. And you have to make sure that you're very, very careful before you rebuke somebody. I'm not saying not to rebuke somebody. I think it is a mitzvah. And you have to know what type of relationship whether you have. Is it Mezid or Shogeg? Is it in public? Who are you? And if that, then 100%, it's a very important mitzvah, and you have to know how to say it, be'adinut. And if you don't know how to say it, and you think you're just doing it that way, not only like Rabbi Yehuda Chassid said, that you might be overlifting either, but that's what the Gemara says, quoting from the Pasuk in Yevamos, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Mishlei, and with this I'll conclude. It says, Al tochach leitz, pen yisna eka, but tochach hacham v'yeaveka. Which means what? Do not rebuke the scorner, lest he will what? Hate you. But rather rebuke what? Rebuke the chacham and he'll love you. Shkoyach. So the parshanim ask, what's the chiddush? I could have written that. I didn't need a very smart person, like the author of Mishlei, to write that. What he answers is that you think it's talking about two different people. The answer is that it's really the same person. Al tochach leitz. The question is, how do you look at the person? If you look at the person who you're trying to rebuke as a leitz, as a scorner, then it's aser for you to open your mouth. Because there's a good chance if you look at this person, you're on a university campus, you're in Bnei Akiva, you're in NCSY, wherever you are in life in the summer, and you view that person as a leitz, then it's aser for you to open up your mouth. Why? Penny snack. Because how you look, how you're viewing that person will be a nafkamina how you speak about to that person. But however, if you view that person as a chacham, if you view that person not only as a chacham, but it's hocheach, it's what? Not only rebuke, what does hocheach mean? You could be mochiach, you can prove that he's a chacham. I view that person as a chacham and I can prove that he's a chacham. Then the way that you're going to talk is probably a mitzvah to be able to give that tochacha. So we have to make sure not to just abdicate our responsibility from this very, very important mitzvah, but hopefully I've given you the general guidelines, both in halacha and hashkafa, where we'll be able to really continue making the Kiddush Shem Shamayim in the mitzvah of Tamitach. Have a good day. If you have a question, happy to take any questions. The next shiur should be starting at any minute, so stick around, but I'll take questions. Yeah, please. I think I did the right thing. What I did was I did not rebuke the kid. I did not rebuke the kid. I didn't. Because I knew the Rashba. I knew the Rashba, and I dafka did not rebuke the kid. That's part of the having a relationship and being able to say, look, I'm a public figure. And by coming, the first thing I'm going to give him is rebuke him. That's part of the halamatayim. Yeah.
Isn't it a bittul? It's a bittul assay if you don't rebuke somebody. So isn't it like a difficult decision to make if you don't know what to do?
So that's the question about the suffix. That's the question of the suffix. The suffix is, if you have a suffix, so then, the minchas chin of paskins, that you should try as much as you can. Then you should try as much as you can. Correct. Good? Yeah.
I guess it depends where we are.
What do you have?